You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Indian government has set a goal of making technology 20-25% of the nation's GDP by 2025. India's IT Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar has told Indian-American entrepreneurs and asked them to be part of this story of India. Chandrasekhar, in his virtual address to the annual conference of the Global Indian Technology Professionals Association, said that over the last 9 years, digital economy has expanded, diversified, and currently there isn't a slice or space in the tech sector that Indian entrepreneurs, Indian startups are not present in. Whether it is semiconductors, microelectronics, AI, the blockchain and web, three high-performance computing languages, and consumer internet. Meanwhile, Gautam Adani-led Adani Enterprises' share price tanked 1.85% to ₹2,463 today. On Friday, Adani Enterprises signed a share purchase agreement to acquire a 100% stake in Stark Enterprises-owned Trainman, an IRCTC-authorized train ticket booking agent. AEL will acquire Trainman through its wholly-owned subsidiary, Adani Digital Labs. Adani Enterprises stock has risen 26% in the last 1 month and has fallen nearly 40% in the last 6 months. All the Adani Group stocks were trading in red today except Adani Transmission, which jumped 1% after reports suggested that the company may achieve financial closure of ₹1,700 crores, raised for its Mumbai transmission line project by July end. Now an update on 7th Pay Commission. The Railway Senior Citizens Welfare Society recently urged Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to set up the 8th Pay Commission from 1st January 2024 as the rate of Dearness Allowance DA and Dearness REED is expected to rise above 50% next year. In a memorandum to the Ministry of Finance dated 30th May 2023, the RSCWS shared reasons why a new pay commission for central government employees and pensioners is required. Read on to know what the memorandum said. The RSCWS said that central government employees and pensioners were facing financial constraints for the last 70 years due to long gaps of 10 years between the central pay commissions. On to economy, China's slow stimulus rollout is adding to concerns about the weakening economy and fueling a debate over how far authorities will go to bolster growth. Investors are primed for the State Council, China's cabinet, to possibly announce new support measures for the economy after meeting on Friday. Market expectations were especially heightened after the central bank's surprise interest rate cut last week, which economists said signaled a shift to looser policy. The State Council, however, stopped short of releasing any specific proposals, saying the government is studying new measures that will be adopted in a timely manner. Premier Li Qiang, who heads the council, is also making his first official trip overseas this week to Germany and France, suggesting an announcement on stimulus may not be imminent. Over to the blockchain sector, according to Cointelegraph, Sotheby, an auction house, sold a piece of digital artwork for over $6 million. It is expected that this artwork belonged to Three Arrows Capital, which was a failed collection of crypto hedge funds. With insights from the records of the auction updated June 15, 2023, Dmitry Cherniak's artwork, The Goose, got sold for about $5.4 million along with Sotheby's premium fees, eventually amounting to over $6.2 million. The non-fungible token art was included in the 3AC's digital profile created in 2021. Supposedly, The Goose was bought in August 2021 by Su Zhu and Kyle Davies, co-founders 3AC, for 1,800 Ether, whose value was about $5.8 million during the time of buying. WhatsApp is here with another update for its users. With a new feature, WhatsApp will allow users to access multiple accounts on a single device. The messaging platform plans on rolling out the latest update through its Google Play beta program, which will bring the version to 2.23.13.5. This multi-account feature will be available in a future update of the application. Previously, WhatsApp had rolled out an update to companion mode that allowed users to access an existing account on multiple devices. In contrast to companion mode, this update brings multiple accounts to one device. The feature was spotted in the WhatsApp business beta for Android 2.23.13.5. This is available on the Google Play Store. Lastly, the share market. Benchmark indices ended today's session in red amid negative global cues. The NSE Nifty 50 tanked 70.55 points to 18,755.45, and BSE Sensex tumbled 216.28 points to 63,168.30. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty tumbled 304.40 points to 43,633.75. Nifty Private Bank sank 0.89%, Nifty Auto fell 0.62%, while Nifty IT rose 0.42%. Nifty Pharma was up 0.17% and Nifty PSU Bank gained 0.96%. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were HDFC Life, Bajaj Finance, Bajaj Finserv, Tech Mahindra and TCS. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.